USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We discuss Syria. We discuss the Kurds. We discuss numerous things, and we're getting along very well.
That's President Trump at the NATO summit in London saying an unscheduled meeting with the president of Turkey a short time ago went very well. The president also speaking about the ceasefire between Syria and Turkey.
The border and the safe zone is working out very well, and I give a lot of credit to Turkey for that. The ceasefire is holding.
Back here at home, the House Judiciary Committee is holding its first public hearing on the possible impeachment of the president today. Four legal scholars will testify about whether Trump's actions meet the Constitution's impeachment standard. Democrats accuse Trump of abusing his power by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democrats. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Republican Congressman Devin Nunes is suing CNN for over $435 million, filing the suit against the network over a report it carried last month linking him to a former Ukrainian prosecutor. He denies any impropriety.
The House Intelligence Committee, we are the oversight committee. We have Americans and foreigners contact us every single day with information. We take that information, you know, we see them somewhere, we listen, we say, hey, can you get this to the appropriate lawyer or staff member on the committee.
Nunes speaking there on Fox News. The Bishop of Buffalo, New York, Bishop Richard Malone, has resigned. That resignation coming nearly 2 years after Catholics in Western New York began demanding that he step down because of how he handled a clergy sex abuse scandal. The Vatican announcing today that Pope Francis has accepted Malone's resignation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
The U.S. Navy is allocating $22 billion to purchase new nuclear-powered so-called Virginia-class submarines. The service is seeking to maintain dominance over China's growing navy. The acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley says the submarine force is fundamental to the power and reach of their integrated naval force. Those subs will be built at a Rhode Island shipyard, the first batch expected to be completed by 2025. A federal agency is offering assistance to areas still recovering from major disasters. Housing and urban development officials saying that they're giving more than $2.3 billion to 15 states and four American territories. The funds will be used to address seriously damaged homes and businesses and infrastructure after disasters that have occurred since 2017. Among those receiving the biggest grants, California, Florida, and Texas. And T-Mobile is out with the next generation of wireless service, the carrier announcing that it's launched America's first nationwide 5G network. The company says it covers over 200 million people across the nation. It all adds up to more than 1 million square miles, including much of rural America. The CEO calls it a huge step towards 5G for all. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.